USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
One of the young victims of the Uvalde, Texas school massacre bled to death while waiting for over an hour for police to come to the rescue, possibly dying because of the choice not to confront the shooter. State Senator Roland Gutierrez told CNN over the weekend that a victim's mother recalled to him how the child might have lived if cops hadn't been slow to move in on the killer.
It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw on the police delay to confront the active shooter. The Nepal Army is reporting the wreckage of a prop-powered plane that vanished from radar with 22 people on board has been found in the mountains of Nepal's Mustang District on Monday. That location is a few hundred miles northwest of Kathmandu. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Let's get an update on the John Durham investigation.
The trial continues for Hillary Clinton's campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, who was charged with a felony for making false statements to the FBI. This was during the inquiry by special counsel John Durham into the origins of the FBI's Trump-Russia probe. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on this case.
This jury is very possible to get a hung jury or even an acquittal. That doesn't mean that the case hasn't been made, that the American people haven't seen sworn testimony that Hillary Clinton knew what they were doing when they falsely accused the president, when they paid to mislead in some way the FBI. And it does mean that when we take control in January, as we anticipate we will, that we've got to help clean house in the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Nick Catarano spent years working for Disney. He was on One America News overnight discussing how woke political Disney is not the same Disney he fell in love with at the beginning of his career.
It's stunning for a lot of us to see the change, but, you know, now that we see it all out in the open, when you look back, you could see all the dots connecting that we're headed this way. So this seems to be something bigger. It seems beyond culture. It seems that there's a bigger agenda involved, and I don't think anybody at these corporate levels are even worried about the money. It's an ideology. And for me, and my observation, my commentaries has been, it seems like a tool in the Marxist toolbox, another hammer to really hammer us all. Yeah. And begin to divide and complicate things. And, you know, you're seeing it with inflation, open borders, medical freedom. We can go on and on. But this is just, it's just an assault on the American people.
There's a lot of outrage from some families of the victims over President Biden visiting Uvalde, Texas, following the mass shooting there last week. Stella Chavez, a reporter for KERA News, told CNN on Sunday she's heard a lot of outrage from people. Folks disapproved of the politicians' what could have happened, what should have happened statements, and want the focus to be on the kids. The National Basketball Association finals are set. Boston beat Miami 196 overnight in Game 7 of the Eastern Finals and will face Golden State. Game 1 is Thursday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.